Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Jim Schultz here for the F-Cubed podcast, and man, here we are on a Wednesday, and it is Wednesday night. It's like 9 o'clock, so I don't know what time you're going to listen to this, but you know, we did Monday night, now we're doing Wednesday night. I mean, slowly but surely, man, I'm turning into Delilah, man. You know, I think that's where this is ultimately headed, and so not by design. You know, I try to get these done during the day, but life, she's been a slippery one the last few days, but I really wanted to get one out to you guys tonight, you know, as I try to do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I certainly fall short, you know, here and there, but I do work my hardest to get them done Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, today, the last couple of weeks, I, you guys are listening to me, right? Like, you guys are listening to my podcast, and believe me, I am so humbled and appreciative of your time and your attention, man. It means so much to me. You guys have no idea. Well, I mean, I listen to podcasts too. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do. And so, one of the podcasts that I've been listening to recently, big shout out to my girl, Amy Porterfield, Online Marketing Made Easy. She is just, she's a pure baller, man. Like, she's great. Her podcast is great. I mean, her material is great. The guests she has on are great. Like, it's all really phenomenal. But one of the things that she said recently, she talked about closing loops, and that's obviously going to be the title of today's piece. But she was talking about it from a business standpoint. She was talking about, you know, how when you have all these unfinished projects, like you start a project but you don't bring it home to the end, that's an open loop, right? Like, you have all these open loops just dangling around, and that can really, really wreak havoc on your business, on your mindset, on your team, if you have a team, you know, underneath you. And I'm like, yeah, man, that is so true. And then on the same podcast, not the same episode, but several weeks prior to that one, I heard she had a guy on named, I can't remember his name. I think it was John Acuff, maybe. His last name is Acuff, I'm almost positive. It's either Bill or John, which aren't really that close, but it's either Bill or John. He said, and I made a note of it somewhere, but he said something to the tune of, our brains literally can't handle incomplete things. Like, our brains can't process things that are incomplete. Like, we have a really, really hard time with that. And I'm fascinated by that. So you're going to hear that come up more than once here on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, just all throughout F-Cubed, because I totally agree. So I agree with both of those things, and they pretty much point in the same direction, right? Closing loops and just incomplete tasks, incomplete ideas. And so, it is a Wednesday, so I really shouldn't be motivating you guys. I try to save all that for Mondays. But, you know, maybe there'll be a little bit of spillover today. Because what I want to do is, today's piece is actually going to be mostly fitness and actually a little bit of faith. So I've got a little scripture for you guys here in just a minute that I have never heard before. So there's a proverb that I have never heard before that I was like, wow, that's really cool. But the idea here today is, from a physical fitness standpoint, I want you to take this closing loops idea, I want you to take this incomplete thought idea, and I want you to sit down with yourself, maybe you're driving to work right now, maybe you're in the car, maybe you're on the treadmill right now, right? Maybe you're exercising at this very moment. Wherever you are, whether you can do it now or do it later today, sit down, take 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, and have a very honest discussion with yourself. Have a very honest discussion with yourself about the physical fitness goals that you've laid out for yourself this year and where you stand on those goals. Are they incomplete? Are those loops still open? Are they wide open? Have you totally forgotten there even is a loop? Right? Be real with yourself. And I think that coming to terms with where you are right now is the first step in taking action. And so what I would encourage you to do is take inventory of the current situation. That's a phrase you've heard me use before. Well, let's use it again here now. Take inventory of the current situation. And then I want you to take action towards closing that loop, towards bringing that incomplete idea to completion. I don't want you to strategize. I don't want you to plan. I don't want you to think about or ruminate on what you need to do. I want you to do. I want you to take a step forward. I don't want you to sit down and ponder which steps you should take. I don't want you to sit down and, you know, kind of analyze the best, most efficient move forward. I don't want you to do any of that. You've got 5 minutes to think about this. Once those 5 minutes are up, I mean, set the stopwatch on your iPhone, man. Once those 5 minutes are up, take a step forward. So let's say, for you might be thinking, all right, Jim, what if I do this at 11 o'clock at night? Like, so it's 9 o'clock right now, right? I'm going to post this in the next 20 minutes. It's going to hit iTunes or whatever, Stitcher, whatever you use, Google, whatever it is. Maybe you listen to this at 10:30 tonight. And you're like, all right, Jim, like, it's 10:30, bro. Like, I was listening, like you really are Delilah to me. Like, I listen to you to go to sleep. Which I don't know how that makes me feel, but if that's the case, that's awesome. Thanks for listening. It's 10:30. What are you going to do? What is the action step you're going to take? I got it. You can do one of two things. Number one, you can get up and you can go make sure that your meals are planned and prepped for tomorrow. If you need to take lunch to work tomorrow to stay on track and you don't have it packed, you go pack that lunch. That's an action step. Or maybe you already have your meals figured out for tomorrow. Maybe you don't want to do that. Here's what you could do. Open up MyFitnessPal, your macro tracking app. Lay out your macros for tomorrow. If you might be thinking, Jim, that sounds awesome, but I've never tracked my macros before. I'm kind of interested, but I've never done it before. All right, I got an even easier step for you. Download MyFitnessPal and spend 10 minutes inside the app just playing around. You know what that is? That's action. That's doing. It's not thinking. It's not strategizing. It's not pondering. It's moving forward. You're going to make mistakes. You're never going to choose the most optimal path. Well, not you're never going to choose it, because sometimes you will. You're not always going to choose the optimal path. That's what I meant to say. But, you know, it's these closing loops, man. These open loops, these incomplete thoughts. I mean, they wreak havoc. They wreak havoc on us. And there is no better example than Scripture itself. I mean, if you guys have listened to the podcast, you know how I feel. I mean, all the answers to all of life's questions are in Scripture. And I say that with no ounce of sarcasm. I'm totally serious when I say that. And so here's what I found, man, and this is crazy. And I got this from my boy Charles Swindoll again. I mean, he is just an incredible source of information. Proverbs 13:19. Desire realized is sweet to the soul. I mean, you want to talk about sweet to the soul, man. Just hearing that is sweet to my soul. Desire realized is sweet to the soul. This is a proverb, man. I think it was written by Solomon. I think Solomon wrote the Proverbs. Don't quote me on that. That could be wrong, so I wouldn't go shouting that from the rooftops, but, you know, I'm sure Google has the answer for us. But Solomon, or whoever it was, I mean, desire realized is sweet to the soul. I mean, there you have it, man. The inspired word of God is telling us to take responsibility in our actions, right? Finish our projects. Do good work. God wants us to do good work. He wants us to be the best versions of ourselves, as long as becoming that best version doesn't get in the way of Him or our relationship with Him. Which that's a whole separate podcast. I mean, that's a series of podcasts. In fact, that's a spinoff of F Cubed. That's not even one episode. That's its own thing. But staying in the here and now, man, God wants us to close those loops. He wants you to realize your desires. So if you've got a project, you know, if you've got a task, if you've got an idea, I mean, let's spend the last 30 seconds here. Let's go even bigger than just fitness. You've got these things in your lives or in your life that you really want to finish, that's just dangling out there. Do it, man. Get to work. Get it done. And when you finish, you know what it's going to feel like. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that you're going to feel an incredible sense of accomplishment. You already know that it's going to feel like a huge weight is lifted off your shoulders. I didn't need to tell you any of that, but I did anyway, just in case you forgot. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. I hope that did maybe motivate you a little bit, or lift you up, or give you something kind of, you know, tangible and tactical to use towards your fitness goals. You got 5 minutes, man. 5 minutes, take inventory, then take action. So I will see you guys on Friday. Podcast listeners, thank you guys so much for your attention, for your time. Man, I am just so appreciative. Definitely take some time, though. Check out the YouTube channel. You know, you can find it, man, you can find it a number of ways. You can find it through any of my social media. You can go to Live F Cubed, which is kind of the website, kind of the central repository for F Cubed. If you go there, right in the upper right-hand corner of the site, you can click on the YouTube icon. You know, I don't have enough clout or prestige yet to give you guys like a YouTube / Jay Schultz, or a YouTube / F Cubed. I'm pretty sure right now it's YouTube / and then like the alphabet backwards and a whole series of numbers that I certainly don't remember. So I'm not going to give it to you guys that way. But like I said, you can find it a number of ways, social media, the website, whatever. Check it out. Check out the channel. All kinds of content I try to put up there. You know, at least a few new pieces each week. Check it out. I hope you like it. And I'll see you guys on the flip side.